we'll try to bring that physicality, you know, wherever we're going, and it was great to kind of get the run game going and just have that success and just kind of wear the people out. So you know, we'll definitely try to carry that in the next week.
Tom on the radio this morning said they embraced the role of the underdog. Is that something going around this locker room that, you know, obviously you guys are the underdogs?
Yeah, I mean, I can't really speak for everyone, but I personally love the underdog story. I mean, you know, it just kind of keeps a little bit of the pressure off you, and you know, just kind of like to prove the doubters wrong.
Is it strange to be the underdog? Because, you know, this team usually closes the favorite most of the time.
Yeah, I mean, we'll kind of take whatever role is given to us, and kind of just take it as that. I mean, you know, we've had a lot of doubt and skepticism from the beginning of the year, and you know, but luckily we've been able to kind of just pull it out and just keep on churning.
How do you quell the excitement because you still have more games to play, so to speak?
Was that?
How do you kind of hold on to the excitement even though you have more games to play?
Yeah, I mean, we're focused just like it's a normal week. I mean, we're not really putting any more pressure on ourselves than need be, and you know, we're just kind of just keep rolling and prepare like we normally prepare and get ready for Sunday.
Is it harder to do with all the Brady Manning focus that everyone's going to be?
No, that doesn't really make it into the locker room, really. I mean, I think we're just kind of focused Broncos versus Patriots, really. I mean, obviously it's a great rivalry, and you know, we'll be ready to go on Sunday.
How much do you appreciate this time of year, given how far you've had to climb to get to this point?
Yeah, it's a blessing. I mean, you know, but I'm going to give all the credit to my team. I mean, we really fought through a lot of adversity, through some tough games and a lot of injuries and stuff like that. But I mean, we're just, you know, we've kind of showed a lot of mental toughness, and it's been a blessing to be here along for the ride.
I know you've been playing this season, but it kind of made you progress that much more.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, whenever you're getting that much experience at a position, you're obviously going to become more and more comfortable as the season progresses. And so I felt like, yeah, the number of snaps that I've gotten to play this year has definitely helped me grow as a fullback.
Do you have one thing in particular that you think would be really important to
I can't really put my finger on it. More just kind of learning the offense and just feeling comfortable out there, and just you know, trying to do my job and fulfill my role the best I can.
This is a team that went years without even employing a fullback, and last year they brought in a handful of them, and most of them didn't stick for a while. I mean, you appreciate the fact that you've earned this roster spot that you've gotten this entire season?
Yeah, I mean, like I said before, it's just kind of a blessing. You know, I just try to go out there and do my job, and you know, they gave me the opportunity to come in here and try to earn my spot on the team, and you know, so I'm grateful that they gave me that opportunity and that everything worked out in my favor.
Do you have to remind Tom how to be an underdog? It's been a while.
No, I'm sure. I mean, he came into the league as a big underdog, and so I'm sure he's used to that. He doesn't need any help on that.
When you see you know, LeGarrette take off these long runs, and you've had a role in it, does that give you extra special satisfaction because you might have opened a big hole for him?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you see your running back, you know, break a big run, you're always, you know, incredibly happy for him, and because that's what we're mainly out there to do, is just to gain yards, no matter if they come, you know, 5 yards at a time or 50 yards at a time. So, you know, I'm really proud of the way LG and Ridd and, you know, Shane and Brandon have all played in their roles, and you know, our running back, we got a great stable of running backs, and it's really fun to be out there blocking for them.
You're pretty fired up. You're usually one of the first ones, you know, right in the end zone.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always pretty close to them. They're always right behind me. So I love hyping it up after a touchdown. It's one of the best feelings in the world, finally punching it over the goal line. And so, you know, no shame in just celebrating with your team.